WNTY Southington, Bristol, Hartford is Connecticut's newest style of radio, 90.99.
Campaign unlike any other in history, characterized by shock, surprise, and overwhelming force. Frank says in the days ahead, the world will see the truth of Defense Secretary Rumsfeld's statements that Saddam Hussein was given a choice to give up weapons of mass destruction or lose power. Frank says Saddam chose unwisely, and now he will lose both. U.S. and British forces have moved in on Basra, Iraq's second largest city. They have taken its airport and a bridge, but Saddam Hussein's security forces are resisting with artillery and heavy machine guns. Massive Iraqi surrenders are reported along the road to Basra. You're listening to news on the Information Radio Network.
It's easy to get in over your head with debt. Life's little necessities can really add up. Or maybe you got sick or went through a divorce. And once you're in debt, it may seem impossible to get out. But now there's a nonprofit organization that helps consumers finally get out of debt. It's called Debtscape. Call them at 1-800-762-5400. Debtscape negotiates with your creditors to reduce monthly payments by as much as 50%. They can reduce or even eliminate your interest rate and arrange a plan to consolidate your bills with one lower monthly payment. You don't have to be a homeowner, and you don't have to qualify. If you feel your credit is out of control, Debtscape can help. If you're more than $2,000 in debt, call Debtscape now for a free debt consultation. 1-800-762-5400. It's completely confidential, and there's no obligation. It's easy to get in over your head financially. Let Debtscape help you get out. Call now, 1-800-762-5400.
Helicopter crashes have plagued the opening of the coalition military campaign against Iraq. Here's correspondent Karen Sloan.
During the first day of major ground movements, an American CH-46 chopper crashed in Kuwait, killing all 12 Marines on board. Now two British Sea King helicopters have collided over the Gulf, killing seven British crew members and a U.S. Navy officer. The British say no hostile fire was involved, but they still don't know why things went so tragically wrong.
They're obviously investigating it as quickly as possible to establish what caused the accident, to ensure that there is no repetition.
British military spokesman Group Captain Al Lockwood. Two U.S. Marines have also been killed in combat in Iraq. Karen Sloan at Central Command Headquarters, Qatar.
Huge columns of smoke, some of it densely black, are rising along the southern horizon of Baghdad. Meanwhile, Iraqis were back in the streets in greater numbers today as small shops and restaurants reopened. IRN News can be heard live and on demand on the World Wide Web at irnnews.com.
You spend up to one-third of your life in bed, so make it as comfortable as possible. Spend less time tossing and turning and more time sleeping, guaranteed, with the Tempur-Pedic Swedish mattress. The Tempur-Pedic bed reduces the pressure points that can make you toss and turn. That's why over 25,000 medical professionals worldwide recommend it to their patients. Get a free sample of the Tempur material by calling 1-800-522-5559 and start getting the best rest you can. Call now, 1-800-522-5559.
Pentagon officials say three U.S. missiles may have gone astray in Iran. There are unconfirmed reports of casualties. U.S. and Iranian officials are discussing the situation. New criticism of the Iraq war from Russia today. Foreign Minister Igor Ivanov accuses the U.S. of trying to step on Russia's economic interests in Iraq. He says Moscow has asked for clarification on a U.S. request for nations to expel Iraqi diplomats. The Interfax News Agency reports Ivanov calls the request strange, suggests it's part of a U.S. strategy to trample on existing oil contracts between Iraq and non-U.S. companies. President Bush is convening his war council at Camp David today as Operation Iraqi Freedom enters its first weekend. Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld, Joint Chiefs Chairman Richard Myers, and National Security Advisor Condoleezza Rice are among those joining Bush at his mountaintop retreat. The president is receiving all the secure communications he needs to keep on top of war developments. The FBI is probing links between a terror suspect and Al-Qaeda.
The FBI has already put out a worldwide alert for Adnan El-Shukri Jumha. The Bureau says he's suspected of being part of the terror network and may have plotted with other suspected terrorists, including Jose Badia. He's the American citizen being held as an enemy combatant and is suspected of plotting a so-called dirty bomb explosion. That's a conventional explosive device designed to spread radioactive material that El-Shukri Jumha's father says his son doesn't know Badia. Jamie Fryer, Washington.
I'm Richard Stewart, and that's news on IRN.
This is WNTY.
I love this station.
AM 990.
That's my radio station. You leave it alone.
Naughty 99.
From Montreal, Canada, it's the Travel World Radio Show.
Yeah. Travel World. Liberty Works Radio Network.
The number you have reached, 911, has been changed to a non-published number.
Ooh, push that button.
Nice, but that's how it goes. Welcome back to the Travel World Radio Show. I'm Willem Backus with Stephen Pickford in studio in Montreal.
Good morning.
Back from the great city of Hong Kong, the city of life.
Yes, we had a great time. My second visit, Willem's first visit, and planning future visits because there's just so much to see and do in Hong Kong. And we're joined this morning by Aliana Ho, the director, Eastern United States for the Hong Kong Tourism Board. Good morning, Aliana.
Good morning. Welcome back.
Oh, we're still getting a little accustomed to the time zone here because last week we did the show live from the Great Eagle Hotel in Kowloon, 11 p.m. local time in Hong Kong, 10 a.m. on the East Coast here. And so it's like a total reversal for us, the 13 hours. But people think it's a long flight, but actually it is in hours, but we flew on Air Canada and the time just whisked by. It wasn't as tiring as you might assume because there's so many things to do. We were in the executive first class and sampled the different cuisine, the different meals and snacks served and the entertainment options. So, hey, the time can go by quickly and you get there and you arrive at a good time because you arrive at 6:20 in the evening and just ready to go to bed and get back on your time frame. So
you mean you really went to bed?
Well, we actually went to the Whirlpool first at the Great Eagle Hotel.
Definitely. You have this be jet lag program, right?
Yes.
You can hit the night spots immediately after that.
Well, we were actually more interested in catching a little shut-eye so we could get right away to seeing the city the next day. Mm-hmm. One of the more beautiful things that we saw coming in from the new airport at Chek Lap Kok was on Lantau Island, was the beautiful colors. As you come into Hong Kong, you can see right away what a vibrant and bustling city it is. Very interested in the future, business, life. The thing that strikes me the most about Hong Kong, and I'll say it again, I said it last week, was the care and attention to people that the people of Hong Kong bring.
Yes, that's definitely paramount to us. We really want to pamper our visitors as soon as they arrive into Hong Kong. And I believe if you still remember the touchdown before the first time when you went to Hong Kong, Stephen.
Right.
I suppose you landed at the Kai Tak Airport.
Yes, I did, yes.
On top of all the rooftops and the back alleys and the kitchens. But this time you probably come in through the green part of Hong Kong
with the
little islands and fishing boats and the mist and the haze and then boom, you know, you are there.
Yes. First we passed over downtown and you could get a great bird's eye view of the whole city and then out over the water and you could see the whole entire layout of Hong Kong. It was very beautiful to land and then doesn't take long to get from the airport to downtown. You have the airport express service, great connection by highway, uncongested roads. Hey, downtown to the airport was a breeze.
Yes, and it is very economical as well. I suppose, did you take the airport express train?
The Great Eagle Hotel, if you're staying on their club level floor, provides you with airport transportation. So we were met by a driver from the Great Eagle Hotel.
So you go into Hong Kong like a millionaire.
Yes, you could feel like you're a very important person. Every guest who comes to Hong Kong is treated like he or she is someone important. And this is the feeling we got when we went to restaurants, when we stopped in for lunch or dinner, when we were taken around by our guide, the one and only Nevin Lim, who I had
my
met.
Good friend.
I'd met him 10 years ago on my first trip. He was working with Gray Line at the time. I had his card still on file from then. And he said, you still remember me? I said, oh, yes, because knowledge of the city, the stories, and an all-around great guy with lots of funny stories and inside knowledge. And
exactly,
he's when you're there, he's your friend for those days, you know. So that's
and he's friends after you come back, because last time when I went back, he took us on a tour to the new territories to see the rural part of Hong Kong and the culture and the and some of the ancestral halls. When we came back, he keep on sending us emails as well to keep us posted.
You keep posted, and you can keep in touch that way. And that's another fun aspect of travel, because exchanging addresses, exchanging emails, and keeping in touch with the people that you've met.
Yes, I believe in any destination, it's the people that is most important. You remember the scene, you remember the sights, you remember the restaurants, you remember all these things. But the things that strike you most probably would be the people that you've encountered and who's shown you the culture as well as the heritage, and established the friendship, which may last for quite a long time.
Well, that's certainly the case, because even though it was almost 10 years ago that I was in Hong Kong, I can't remember how many tours I've taken since then, but I still had Nevin's card in my file. I still remembered his name, and I can still tell you the name of the person I met at the time at the HKTB's offices. I can still tell you the name of the person that I dealt with at the hotel I stayed at that time,
that's
the Conrad.
That's just because Stephen is insane.
Hey, I still have the brochure in my file of the Great Eagle Hotel when it first opened as a Ramada Renaissance. So,
oh my God!
Yes, yeah, so
and yeah. So your server has a very, very big memory.
Yes.
Well, he was also. We need to point out that the Great Eagle Hotel on October 1st will be changing its name.
Exactly.
Not reflagging the property necessarily, but they're going to be changing their name.
Yeah, the Langham Hotel Hong Kong, part of Langham Hotels International. People who've stayed at the Langham Hilton in London. They're also the same company behind the Sheraton and Auckland, New Zealand, the Meridian in Boston, the Delta Chelsea in Toronto. So Langham Hotels International bringing that under one global name that represents the company in all of its markets. So
that's terrific. And actually, now the Great Eco Hotel, and eventually we will call the Langham Hotel, is one of our many, many hotels in Hong Kong. Demonstrating the hospitality towards our visitors, as well as the impeccable service and personal care to all the visitors and guests staying in the hotels.
And a great location, because we stepped out of the Great Eagle and you were within minutes of everything there is to see and do there. And Kowloon is such a vibrant shopping, dining experience.
Actually, Kowloon, Tsim Sha Tsui area has always long been the most important tourist attractions to all our North American visitors, with all these little things to see, and the shops open late into the small hours of the evening. Some shops close at midnight, not to mention the restaurants and the bars, which are like 24 hours almost. And most important of all, in Kowloon, Tsim Sha Tsui area, we have this very unique museum. I don't know if you've been to. It's the Museum of History, where
you can experience
and go through the Hong Kong story, which is my favorite. Every time when I go back to Hong Kong, I just make sure I spend a few hours there to update myself.
Well, you could spend a good half day at the History Museum, and it gives you a good overview of everything you need to know about Hong Kong, from its development, from the earliest peoples, its geological background, right through the last 300 years, with very informative and very very easy to understand approach to passing along the story.
Mm-hmm. And they showcase some of the unique culture of Hong Kong. I don't know if you recall seeing the Bun Festival. There were two bun towers inside as an exhibit. This is part of the festivals which is held every May.
At Chung Chau Island.
In Chung Chau Island.
We're going to get back to more information about that particular festival following the break.
Okay.
Please stay with us on the line. You're listening to the Travel World Radio Show on the CAB Radio Network. This is Willem Backus.
This is a message about renewal, about inner peace, about unraveling life's mysteries. If you are striving for clarity, if you are looking for spiritual connection, if you embrace the future with passion, call Psychic Source at 1-800-270-0975. One call can lead you to psychic advisors gifted in astrology, tarot, numerology, and other ancient arts. A reading with a psychic is food for the mind and soul. Call Psychic Source at 1-800-270-0975. All services are prepaid. There are never any surprise charges. No hype, no pressure, no nonsense. Just gifted advisors available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Isn't it time you came to the Source? Call Psychic Source at 1-800-270-0975. That's 1-800-270-0975.
I'm Derek Cope, race car driver and TV analyst. You've probably heard me talk about Avacor, the revolutionary hair regrowth system that has been successful for most everyone who's used it. Now, listen to what Avacor users have to say about this remarkable treatment.
I am 39 years old. I've been slowly balding over the last 10 years. Thanks to Avacor, my hair is coming back and I couldn't be more excited.
It's the best product that I've tried.
Nothing has worked like this product to restore the hair that I had when I was in my 20s. Avacor is the product of the 21st century.
Avacor is safe and effective. It's worked for tens of thousands of satisfied users, including me. Let Avacor work to regrow your hair naturally.
Join the tens of thousands of satisfied customers who have reversed their hair loss with Avacor. It's guaranteed. Call 800-261-6945. Now you can use Avacor risk-free for one full year. It's guaranteed. Call 800-261-6945. That's 800-261-6945.
Oh, honey, I was so worried.
Yeah, I know. It's okay. The boat's a little beat up, but we're okay. Oh. Thanks to the Coast Guard.
I am the port in the storm.
The slick is contained.
Roger that.
I am the line in the sand.
Oh, I got you. Hang on. Okay, take us up.
I am the rescuer in the dark. Get on the
ground. Looks like we've got about 80 kilos here, Captain.
That's 80 kilos off the streets.
I am the enforcer of the seas.
I'm in container 38. Everything is secure.
Good work, Garcia.
I'm the defender of the homeland.
In the United States Coast Guard, you are the first line of defense against threats to our American way of life. To become one of us, call toll-free 1-877-NOW-USCG or visit GoCoastGuard.com.
We are the shield of freedom. We are the United States Coast Guard.
The United States Coast Guard and Coast Guard Reserve, the shield of freedom.
Sponsored by the U.S. Coast Guard in cooperation with the Connecticut Broadcasters Association and this station.
She took me to the cleaners. After the divorce, I was barely left with a shirt on my back.
All is not fair in love and war, especially when it comes to divorce. It's messy, emotionally draining, and divisive. People have to take sides. That's why you need the best on your side to protect your assets. Allison Perrin cares. She's a qualified financial consultant who can advise you on how to prepare for a divorce. If you're facing divorce, consult Allison Perrin before you do anything else. Call 860-349-2065.
I turned my flabby abs into a six-pack in 2 days using my no-work, no-sweat, fold-away super-duper stomachizer.
Come on now, you know that's not how it works. There's no magic formula, and a couple of training sessions won't miraculously make you fit. That's why we at the Training Edge Fitness Center create personal training programs and give you the guidance and support to achieve your long-term fitness goals. See yourself as you can be. Go ahead, make it happen. Change your life at the Training Edge Fitness Center. We give you the edge. Call 747-3599.
This is WNTY.
I love this station.
AM 990.
That's my radio station. You leave it alone.
Naughty 99.
The boys are back in town from the beautiful City of Life, Hong Kong. I'm Willem Backus, along with Stephen Pickford on the Travel World Radio Show. We have, as special guest online, Aliana Ho from the Hong Kong Tourism Board office in New York City. And I need to mention about our tour guide, Nevin Lim, one of the most fantastic people that I've ever met on a particular trip. And he introduced us to so many great things about a personal experience of Hong Kong. One of the other things is a great video that he mentioned called called Wings Over Hong Kong and also Kai Tak Final Approach, because they did replace the airport in 98 from Kai Tak, which was in the middle of Kowloon Bay. And it bears mentioning, not only because the video is extremely interesting to watch, but also because that's an example of something that's ongoing in Hong Kong, is the land reclamation from Kowloon Bay. Kai Tak Airport's principal runway, for instance, was all on reclaimed land.
Yes, quite a few of our landmark right now was built on reclaimed land, actually, both sides of the harbors on Kowloon and Hong Kong. When you step outside from the Great Eagle Hotel, you go over to the cultural center and the promenade area that was on the reclaimed land, which was previously also our railway station.
That's amazing information, because not just because of the railroad station, because of all the things that were there. Back in the around 1947, when my father was working for the Royal Inter-Ocean Lines, he was actually stationed partially in Hong Kong.
Oh, wow.
And yeah, and his offices were on Connaught Road, which at the time was the waterfront.
Exactly.
It is no longer the waterfront. They have a full six blocks of streets, including some of the most beautiful buildings that you've ever seen, colored up at night and things. And it's from one of the piers on the new reclaimed land that we took the ferry out to Cheung Chau Island to learn all about. First of all, it's a nice little resort that people go to, and that is where every year they hold the Bun Festival.
Right, right. It's too bad you just missed the Bun Festival, which will be held this May. And we have special packages that will take tourists to go and see this legendary Bun Festival, which is uniquely Hong Kong. There's no place on earth that has a Bun Festival.
Well, sometimes up here in Hoshalaga, Mezenove, but that's a different kind of bun. but yes, no, seriously, it's actually mainly like a parade. Right now, actually, it's a parade that they have these huge towers of buns. What they used to do is they used to throw them on this one particular mountain on the side of Cheung Chau. Now, Cheung Chau Island is not a very large island. It's they call it the Dumbbell Island because it looks kind of like that if you look at a map, like two little islands that are connected by a little causeway. And it's there's a little fishing village just on the other side, which is maybe 100 feet walk, is a great beach where you can go swimming. And the cool breeze that comes in is just fantastic. Now, this particular parade and festival is all about, you know, life. It's all about happiness and all about good fortune.
Yes. And it has it's dated back into the good old days when the pirates was there, and the bad devils, the evil spirits, so on and so forth. That's also the base of it. And the bun was built in such a term that when you eat the bun, one of the buns, it will help you to shield away evil spirits as well as to bring good luck to you. In the old days, the bun, which is located in the highest position, would definitely bring the best wishes.
Well, this is an example of getting out there away from some of the more touristy spots and getting immersed in the traditions and culture of Hong Kong.
Mm-hmm. And did you remember how long was the ferry ride, Willem?
The ferry ride was, well, we took the high-speed ferry, which was about 30 minutes, and it was 1 hour on the slow-speed ferry.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very... it's a
relaxing.
Well, it's interesting to take both. You take the first one, the high-speed ferry I took going there because I was curious to see it. But you stay inside this particular boat because it is so fast.
Mm-hmm.
On the way back, it was nice and relaxing to sit on the upper deck of the return ferry because then you could sit there and enjoy the sea air as you're coming back, because it is... Well, part of Hong Kong Bay, I call it that myself. It's not really called that because past the islands, it's the South China Sea, because
exactly.
That's where the Hong
and
Kong.
And actually, if you're going right now, we have a free island hopping pass, which is available on our website. A visitor can download it, and when they are in Hong Kong, they can use this coupon to exchange a free island hopping pass. And this will allow you unlimited access to travel to Lantau Island, Cheung Chau, and Peng Chau, which are the three very, very scenic islands in Hong Kong within a day.
Now, Nevin pointed out that on Lantau Island, which, of course, the far side is where the new airport is, and it's what an amazingly professional airport it is, and it's huge, more than seven times bigger than the original Kai Tak was at its height. So it has plenty of capacity, though there's very minimal lines when you get there. They're very fast when it comes to baggage reclamation and check-in. I found the whole experience to be extremely thorough, extremely smooth, and quick as you're going through, whereas Kai Tak was a little bit busier than that.
Yes, and Hong Kong is actually a very accessible place, both by the public transport as well as from North America going to Hong Kong. We have over 61 flights that flies into Hong Kong on a weekly basis.
One more thing bears mentioning is the attention that people give to customer service. Now, Nevin told us that it's actually almost by government decree. They have these courses, and it's common knowledge, not just from Hong Kong people towards tourists, but among themselves, that, for instance, somebody comes into your shop with you don't have their size of shirt or something, instead of saying, sorry, we don't have it, they'll actually try and help you locate one, which is a level above what most people consider as normal service.
Yes, I think that is the Hong Kong hospitality, because Hong Kong has always been like in a transient position since the beginning of time. People come and go, people visit there for business or for leisure. So the people of Hong Kong are so used to entertaining or treating visitors from afar. Also, we anticipate the needs of our visitors and our customers and make sure that we satisfy their needs and make sure that their stay in Hong Kong is a good experience. And that is very, very important to the people in Hong Kong, playing the position of a host.
Well, we found out more about this because as we were visiting one of the temples, we met up with some students at the time, and originally we didn't know who they were, but then they identified themselves as high school students conducting a survey, and their high school course was tourism and customer service. And I was literally amazed that this is a mandatory high school course that every child must attend.
Right. That is very important because according to the Chinese philosophy way back then, a friend from afar is one of the most delightful present. So that is why anybody who come to visit will be treated with the utmost hospitality.
And this, of course, has transformed itself into the past year. Hong Kong tourism enjoyed a record-breaking year.
Yes, in fact, we were very delighted to report that last year we had 16.4 million tourists arriving into Hong Kong.
And this, of course, when people come once, they say some destinations there's no need to go back again, but you get a lot of repeat visitors
exactly.
to Hong Kong because of some of the festivals and events that are annual traditions.
Yes. Last year, in year 2002, we have 1,844,000 American tourists went to Hong Kong, of which a significant percentage are repeat visitors. And we all know very well from the past old days, people talk about, you know, Hong Kong shopping being the shopping paradise. And then now with all the evolution of, like, you can shop on the website, you can do whatever, and there are other destinations that may have currency devaluated, and then you perceive that shopping is not as interesting in Hong Kong before, which is not the case, in fact. Last time when I brought a group of our friends to Hong Kong, friends from the travel trade, Nevin was our tour guide, and they were very impressed with the tours. But towards the end of the tour, they always said that, oh, you know, do we have time for shopping? And it's the fun, and it's the convenience and the merchandise varieties that really attract them. I don't know if you've done any shopping.
Well, we have, and we're going to talk a little bit about that after we come back from the break. Before we go to the break, I want to give out the website that we alluded to earlier, www.discoverhongkong.com. You're listening to Travel World Across America on the CAB Radio Network. Stay listening.
Across America via satellite.
Something the banshee.
What the hell is a banshee?
Seek help.
Travel World Radio Show.
Strike on Iraq. This is a CNN Radio special report. I'm Harry Beadle. There have been more American casualties in Iraq. Britain Sky Television reports four American soldiers have been killed in an ambush in central Iraq. They were reconnaissance scouts and their Humvees were hit by rocket-propelled grenades. President Bush, in his weekly radio address a few minutes ago, says the U.S. military campaign in Iraq has a noble purpose.
Our cause is just. The security of the nations we serve and the peace of the world. And our mission is clear, to disarm Iraq of weapons of mass destruction, to end Saddam Hussein's support for terrorism, and to free the Iraqi people.
Air raids may have resumed in Iraq. There are reports of several explosions being heard on the outskirts of Baghdad in the past few minutes. At the same time, there are reports of more air raid sirens being heard in Kuwait City. This is a CNN Radio special report.
Welcome to Travel World Radio News. I'm
Yulet Seraldo.
The
U.S.
government said that a war with Iraq could hurt the nation's airlines and was ready to move quickly with help if necessary. The leading association for the major U.S. airlines said that a war lasting 90 days can drive the industry's annual losses to $10.7 billion, force more bankruptcies, and cost 70,000 jobs. Public tours of the U.S. Capitol were suspended amidst concerns over security due to the war in Iraq. Some of the sites that will remain open are the galleries of the Senate and the House of Representatives. While the war in Iraq is weakening demand for air travel, it could also provide carriers with legal cover by laying off workers without violating existing labor contracts. Analysts blame the industry's losses over the past 2 years on excessive labor, poor economic conditions, and a decrease by business travelers. For the Travel World Radio Network, I'm Yoav Seraldo.
Not one phone call. No one understands your darn newspaper classified ad.
Sir, I am looking at our darn newspaper classified ad now, and it is perfectly clear. Sir, Ingrid missed hip, expect to perf to cap, edict Nick, filler, pit team, immediate open, exit pennies.
What does that mean?
Sir, you place the ad.
With a newspaper classified ad, you get very limited space. Most job seekers don't speak classified ease.
Sir, Ingrid is short for senior engineer.
Well, we need to change the ad.
Well, you missed today's deadline, but if we hurry, your new ad will appear in,
Please!
3 days.
Oh, no.
Ta-da! Your recruitment alternative has arrived. Online at HartfordHelpWanted.com. HartfordHelpWanted.com, difference number one. You have 100 words to describe the position. Two, the ad is placed instantly, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Three, once you've placed your ad, you can search the online database of local resumes. All for a cost lower than your newspaper ad. Browse your way to HartfordHelpWanted.com. Long name, amazing results.
Attention inventors! Need a patent? Then you need Inventech, the launch pad for new ideas. Inventech understands the needs of inventors like you. And only Inventech offers a free new product market analysis. It's the first step towards a patent and marketing success. Call 1-800-647-4800. That's 1-800-647-4800. With your market analysis, receive a free video and learn the secrets the pros use to take it to the next level. Be first to the marketplace while your idea is still hot. With our worldwide experience, Inventech can turn your idea into reality. Learn if your idea has the right stuff for marketing success. It's free. Don't let this opportunity slip away. Call now and receive your free analysis, free marketing info, and a free video. Take that all-important first step towards turning your dream into reality. Call 1-800-647-4800 to receive your free package loaded with info. That's 1-800-647-4800. Call now.
This is WNTY.
I love this station.
AM 990.
That's my radio station. You leave it alone.
Naughty 99.
Welcome back to the Travel World Radio Show with Willem Backus and Stephen Pickford on the CAB Radio Network. And we're joined with Aliana Ho from the Hong Kong Tourist Board talking about the great city of life, Hong Kong.
And let's get a little bit more into the lifestyle and the history that we experienced over the second half of our trip, the days that we spent in Hong Kong after last week's show. And on Sunday morning, we got out and mixed and mingled with the people as they went about their daily routine. And some of the very interesting places where you can do that started off with the bird market. And I know we were just fascinated by all of the people out there with and all the different varieties of birds.
And what did you see those people walking the birds?
Yeah, they walk the birds. It wasn't just that. It was they have their pet birds. And I love the way Nevin puts it. He says, now, for some reason, these gentlemen, after a while, they stop talking to their wives. So they need to find something to talk to. So they end up buying a bird. And Nevin has a way with words that I thought was hilarious. But and it underscores the sense of humor that you see everywhere in Hong Kong, which actually quite charmed me. But there's all sorts of birds. There's finches, parakeets, macaws, cockatiels, and it's all out in the open in the middle of this marketplace.
I've seen a hummingbird there.
Oh, yeah, the one that forgot the words.
Right. And they were so cute. And when the men start to talk to each other, the birds talk to each other as well because they hang the bird cages on the tree, right?
They take them on the bus as well. I saw them getting off the bus and heading towards there. But what Nevin says, sometimes they'll put the bird cages next to each other, and if the birds seem to like each other, they'll kind of connect the two cages together and cover them up.
Yes. Oh, I see. And then right after that, after the morning exercise, and the men will normally take the bird out for dim sum breakfast.
Yes.
Did you do that as well?
Well, we were scheduled to go to see some dim sum, but with all the things that Nevin was showing us, we actually got sidetracked quite a bit. There's just way too much to see in Hong Kong just for one little visit. And I must say, Nevin was so very accommodating and so very full of information and fun that we just kind of lost track of time.
Now, for some of the people going to a traditional dim sum luncheon in Hong Kong, what should they really look for and pick to sample on their plate?
Now, every year we have culinary awards, the best of the best culinary awards in Hong Kong. And the first year, which was 2001, we have the dim sum category. So when you are in Hong Kong, you can always go to one of our information and gift centers and ask for a brochure. And check out for the best dim sum restaurants in Hong Kong. Now, dim sum actually means, dim sum are two Chinese words, which means touching your hearts. And those are like little delicacies served in a basket. And the most, some of the most popular categories are har gow, which is the shrimp dumpling,
mm-hmm.
and then siu mai, which is our pork dumpling.
Oh.
And then the char siu bao, which is the bun, the barbecue pork bun.
Oh, excellent.
Steamed, yes. Steamed and it's white with this white dough. So those are the three like staple food for us. Whenever as a child in Hong Kong, on Sunday, either we go there for dim sum breakfast or we go to dim sum lunch. Those are the three baskets that is like the most popular one that we order.
They're in little steamed bamboo trays, and you can just pick and choose from different little snacks, and that actually makes a whole meal by itself.
Mm-hmm. And just a little tip here is you do not eat a basket all by yourself. All the Chinese food actually are like family style, and it has to be shared. So it will be very odd if you sit. Well, of course, nobody will laugh at you, but nobody actually order a basket of dim sum by themselves and finish the whole basket. So it's best to have a few friends with you.
Is that why they were staring at me, Steve?
So did Steve eat two baskets of har gow all by himself?
Oh, yes. They bring the trolley there, and they're supposed to serve the whole restaurant, and you sit down and chow down.
I can see you. And did Nevin tell you that you can eat any way you like, and there's no actual etiquette for Chinese the table manners for the Chinese.
Yes, that's what he said. He said as long as you enjoy it, as long as you eat it,
yes.
Hey, that's the main thing.
Yes, the ultimatum is to enjoy food.
That's
so if you have problem using the chopsticks to pick up some of the delicacies, try the fork, use your fingers, do whatever you want. But the most important thing is to get that dim sum into your mouth and taste it.
That's what Mandy was also saying, too, because she joined us for lunch at the Yung Kee restaurant. Mm-hmm. And she says,
one of my favorites.
Oh, yeah. And she was telling us it's just important. Just have the happiness of the food.
Mm-hmm. And enjoy it. So at Yung Kee, did you see all the roast goose that was lining up waiting for...
Yes, they were all lined up, just waiting to be devoured by eager patrons.
And which floor were you on when you were in Yung Kee?
Third floor.
Oh, so you were the VIP guest.
Uh-huh, yes, we were sitting in the back, and that's actually where I started learning a few Chinese characters. In fact, there was a double happiness on the wall.
Mm-hmm.
So I learned all about that, too. I was starting to scare them because I was actually starting to read the road signs.
That's sensational. Actually, so for most restaurants, especially the more local restaurants, you can just go in and share a table and order your food, you eat and enjoy yourself, and then you just can go, which is very unusual to in the Western restaurants, because normally restaurant in the Western style of restaurant here, you have to have a table by yourself, right?
Yes, it's sort of nobody wants to share, nobody wants to talk to you.
Yep.
They think you're strange if you want to talk
right.
to them.
But in Hong Kong, you can go into the Yung Kee and you said, I have only one. They just try to fit you into this table of 12 and everybody is a singleton. And you can order your own stuff and eat and then you leave. So that is the lifestyle as well.
You cannot walk half a block without seeing a dozen restaurants. Hong Kong with every type of cuisine imaginable, from local delicacies to you see Indian restaurants, Thai restaurants, Italian, Portuguese, every type of world cuisine comes.
Yes, you can actually eat around the world. And we do have clusters of restaurants which is very popular amongst our North American visitors. I don't know if you've been to Soho.
Yes.
South of Hollywood Road, there are clusters of restaurants, a very trendy restaurant. You can have a hot pot bistro or a Tibetan meal or even a Mongolian barbecue. So within a very, very close distance, you can eat around the very exotic part of the world. And then on, of course, Lan Kwai Fong, which is very popular, nice spot. Where there are restaurants and bars and and it was originated by a gentleman from Montreal, Alan Seaman. He started the whole concept, and it has since then been very, very popular. And you can have a drink at the bar and then talk to people from all around the world.
And you get the atmosphere of being in a totally different locale, simply from the fact that the streets are narrow and it's a hilly environment, and you could be transposed to San Francisco, for instance. It's it's just a little cluster of all these bars and restaurants and people out in the street. It's a pedestrian walkway. There's not that much that's hidden from the traffic, and people are out there enjoying themselves.
Exactly. And other than in the city center, in the evening, you can actually go out to the south side of Hong Kong, like in Stanley. There are clusters of restaurants in Stanley.
Oh, yeah.
And presently, we are also offering 10% discount coupon on our website for people who want to dine in the Stanley, one of the Stanley restaurants. So if you get into our website, discoverhongkong.com/USA, and click onto e-coupons, you will be able to download a 10% discount coupon.
Which is actually quite amazing, because Stanley has some terrific views.
Of the water, yes.
And also nearby Stanley, we went to Repulse Bay as well. And it's such a quiet, serene place.
Mm-hmm.
And also you can have... fun activity there too. But for us, we truly, truly enjoyed the view. It's like going to a beach destination and you're just footsteps from
Hong Kong. And actually we still have the facade of the old Repulse Bay Hotel, and over there are some restaurants there. And in some evenings, you can do ballroom dancing there with a big band. And this is like out of this world. You dine around. It's very romantic. You have the breeze from the South China Sea. And you probably get lost, like where you will be wondering where you are.
Let's learn a bit more about this following the break. We're taking another break on the Travel World Radio Show right here on the CAB Radio Network across America by satellite. So keep on
rocking me, baby. You're listening to Travel World with Willem and Steve.
Do you have enough life insurance? Think about it. Your loved ones could face disaster unless you provide for them now. Well, here's some good news. Just call Best Quote and chances are you could double your current coverage without paying a penny more. Regardless of your age or history, Best Quote has always been the best way to find the best rates from leading insurance companies. Imagine saving up to 70% on your premiums. For instance, a 35-year-old non-smoking male can get $250,000 of coverage for less than $12 a month, guaranteed for 10 years. There's no obligation. Just call Best Quote for free information in the mail. Compare the rates. If you decide to buy, you call them. No salesman ever contacts you. With Best Quote, you can get more insurance and pay less. Rates are coming down, so now is the best time ever to call Best Quote.
Call toll-free 1-800-758-4292. That's 1-800-758-4292. Call 1-800-758-4292.
Dependent on underwriting, Nikola GRX-10 Premier. Available in most states. Steve Rubin, licensed agent. Call for state-specific licensing.
If you're one of the 40 million Americans who can't get credit, you now have the opportunity to earn your own major bank card. Here's how it works. American Security Financial guarantees you a Credit Plus card with a $2,500 line of credit so you can catalog shop from the comfort of your home. Now, not only can you charge the things you want, but this program also gives you a big opportunity to establish or rebuild your credit and earn your own major bank card. To discover the details, call 1-866-201 1-866-201-3228. That's 1-866-201-3228. If you're over 18 years old and have a valid bank account, you qualify. There's no security deposit required and no credit check, so you have nothing to lose. Call 1-866-201-3228 for your $2,500 credit card today. Call 1-866-201-3228. That number, one more time, is 1-866-201-3228.
Here's a message just for women, and maybe you can relate. I was a victim of hot flashes. They hit me all the time. I had night sweats, too, and no energy whatsoever. I also had no sex drive, which caused more problems than I have time to explain. And I had put on a few pounds. I couldn't lose them. It was frustrating, but now it's not. That's because I discovered Ultramaca, the miracle Peruvian herb. I began taking Ultramaca, and within 10 days, I felt like a new person. The hot flashes and night sweats went away. I lost weight, and my energy came back. My energy for everything. Problem solved. I recommend you call this number and order Ultramaca, which, by the way, comes with a money-back guarantee. 866-853-1787. We're expected to be superwomen, and it's draining. Well, imagine having the energy to do everything you want. You can have it with Ultramaca. Call today, 866-863-1787. 866-853-1787.
If you've read the news about health insurance, then you think it's expensive and hard to get. But here's a company that's different from the rest. Mega Life and Health. They actually specialize in health insurance for the self-employed and for folks who can't get health insurance where they work. Mega is looking for people like you and me, and they can tailor a plan to fit your individual needs perfectly at a price you can afford. Call the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company. Their goal is to be there to back you up so you can focus on your business and family life. Call the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company now. 800-492-0992. 800-492-0992. For affordable health insurance for yourself and your small business, call Mega. 800-492-0992. 800-492-0992. 800-492-0992. Not available in all states.
This is WNTY.
I love this station.
AM 990.
That's my radio station. You leave it alone.
Naughty 99.
Everybody's working for the weekend.
Yes, that, of course, signals the fourth segment on the Travel World Radio Show. This is Willem Backus with Stephen Pickford, with special guest Aliana Ho online with us from the Hong Kong Border Tourism. Welcome back to Travel World, Aliana. It's almost sad because we only have another 10 minutes to talk about Hong Kong, and I could talk all day about the City of Life.
Thank you so much. We are supposed to talk about some culture, right?
Yes, culture and...
not yogurt.
Culture and way people can experience that culture, and especially if they're coming to Hong Kong over the coming months, how they can immerse themselves, special events and things taking place.
Yes. Starting in May, we have the Festival of Tin Hau, which is another... Tin Hau is the Queen of Heaven, and the temples will be all decorated. And our fishermen actually pay very, very special tributes to the Tin Hau, because they got the fisher boats when they are out in sea. And then we have the Buddha's birthday, which is also in May, and not to mention the Bun Festival. And one festival which is very well known around the world right now is our Dragon Boat Festival, which will fall into June.
A dragon boat is almost like a little racing boat. You see them often in the United States in universities where they have people with synchronized rowing, and that's similar to what they do at the Dragon Boat Festival, isn't it?
With beating the drum to keep everyone at their same pace and to motivate them, and it's all in unison. It's something... To see a dragon boat race.
And actually, in the U.S., we have a few cities which has dragon boat races every year. Like in New York, we have it in August. In Boston, we have it in June. And various other places also has dragon boat races. And in fact, when I lived in Hong Kong moons ago, I used to race the dragon boat as well.
Oh.
And we were the record holder of the slowest dragon boat. We actually finished off when the next race started, and we thought we came first in the next race, though.
That would be
let me ask you one question. You know, the time you were in Hong Kong, which are the things that impress you most, and which are the things that you think for a first-time visitor to Hong Kong should actually not miss?
The people. I can't.
Oh, we have 7 million of them.
Yeah, you can't miss them, huh?
Yeah. It will be fairly difficult.
You know, we do the Travel World Radio Show primarily because we love to make friends and meet people around the world. And the special quality that I must mention about the Hong Kong people, and I say it over and over again, is how they genuinely, honestly, truly, sincerely care. Mm-hmm. I have never, in any city I've ever been to, seen people so caring, so hospitable, and so lovely overall as the Hong Kong people. And we're talking about an inner happiness that I've seen. I mean, I've seen happy people, I've seen terrific people, and friendly and accommodating people, but on the whole, these are people that, if there's anything at all, you know, like the first day we were rather tired because we were adjusting to the time and everything, and they were actually very concerned, saying, are you feeling all right? We can help you with this way, that way, the other way. And quite frankly, I've never seen such an outpouring of true caring in any place I've ever been to. That's what I must say about the Hong Kong people. They have a really terrific, super sense of humor, which will lift your spirits immediately. The fact that everybody is really happy to see you whenever you go there. It's not like, oh, well, here comes another one of those invaders to our land. No, they're happy to see you. And no, there's a lot of cities that are like that. So... I cannot stress it enough, and the thorough professional attitude overall with everybody that we've met, we felt completely and totally welcomed by people such as Bonnie, by people like Mandy. Nevin was an unbelievably great tour guide. Of course, he'll tell us that, now that's not entirely true, but he's a very modest man and full of information and help. We could not have asked for a better trip.
I guess you have come across a range of our very, very unique personalities in Hong Kong, that's for sure. But I believe deep-rooted inside the Hong Kong peoples is our fusion of the East and the West.
Yes.
Because a lot of people still have this very traditional Chinese heritage and culture in their mind, and the and simultaneously they've been educated abroad, like people like Bonnie and Mandy. Mandy was actually educated in Toronto, and Nevin. We have this Western understanding. So when we merge the two cultures together, we kind of understand what is going on. And we are very, 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 very gun-hold on something, which is called the balance. Mm-hmm. It's the balance of the yin and the yang. Mm-hmm. It's the balance of the East and the West. And the balance of the Chinese versus the Western. And that is what make our people unique.
Oh, very unique and very welcoming, as Willa mentioned. I would say... as something that they should not miss, we talked about it earlier, the Hong Kong Museum of History, great overview of the understanding, the history, the land, not to be missed. And also pick up the brochure, Hong Kong Walk, Self-Guided Trips of Discovery from the Hong Kong Tourism Board. Get out and tour the various areas, all easily accessible by the public transportation system, very reasonably priced. You can get a day pass, get on unlimited travel around the entire Hong Kong territory and get out and mingle with the people, stop and have a snack, stop and shop, look at the various museums and attractions, all very easily marked out in this brochure, Hong Kong Walks, from the Hong Kong Tourism Board.
And I believe Nevin probably told you that 70% of the land in Hong Kong are rural farmland and is still not very developed, of which 40% has been reserved for country parks. So I know a lot of people are aware of the city life in Hong Kong, but I would invite them to join those more adventurous visitors to visit our countryside.
Yes, there's beautiful beaches, some of it that we've visited, and also the new territories for the... we've saw pictures of what it was like maybe just 20, 30 years ago, and now very developed, but retaining the heritage sites that bring you very close to the people as well. You can take a half-day tour and visit areas that you may not have actually thought about prior to your visit, but stand out as something to see.
Exactly. And it is so compact. You can take an hour's ferry ride to one of the 260 outlying islands and then come back for the evening for a black tie dinner. So it is very accessible. You don't have to drive for like 3 hours or 4 hours to go and see a waterfall or hike in the country park. Like in Central, you can do a 20-minute taxi ride. You are on the south side on the Repulse Bay where you can enjoy some tranquility and the rural area of Hong Kong.
Everything was very nearby. And then, of course, at nighttime, don't forget the Temple Street Night Market. We picked up a few souvenirs to bring back with the unique Chinese writing on it to pass our greetings along to some of our friends and people while we were sitting there engraving, very reasonably priced. Nobody tried to take advantage of you price-wise, like in some tourist destinations, and people would stop, local people talk to you, say, oh, what are you writing? What are you doing? Laughing. Hey, that's just created the whole ambiance and atmosphere which typifies and personifies our Hong Kong experience.
Exactly. And Stephen, did you have any problem getting around in English?
No, everyone understands English. Signs are bilingual. You don't feel left out. The education system is very well structured. Everyone in the tourism industry that you're going to meet and other people on the streets because of the financial services background, etc., can understand English and can speak to you in English. Find out more information on the net at www.discoverhongkong.com or call toll-free 1-800-282-4582 for more information from the people, very helpful people at the Hong Kong Tourism Board. We're speaking today with Aliana Ho from the Hong Kong Tourism Board. Thank you so much, Aliana, for joining us. And what a great trip. We can't say enough about Hong Kong.
We were so delighted to have you and Stephen and Willem, and I look forward to welcoming you to another very pleasant and memorable trip to the City of Life, Hong Kong.
Oh, we would love to go anytime you'll have us. What a wonderful trip we had. Thank you once again for joining us, Aliana.
It's a pleasure.
And please let Bonnie know as well. If she ever wants to come on the show again, we'd love to have her on.
We would definitely, we are delighted to have you.
Thanks very much. Join us again on the Travel World Radio Show across America via satellite, right here on the Cab Radio Network and on our home station, WNTY AM 990. Get your morning naughty on the Travel World Radio Show. This is Willem Backus.
I'm Stephen Pickford.
Stay tuned for more on WNTY.
With news on the Information Radio Network, I'm Richard Stewart. Negotiations have been going on with the Iraqi Republican Guards to try to talk about conditions of surrender.